The magic island of Euclidea may be a grand place for G-47 and his scientists, but the Gregory Yacht Party are not enjoying it much. When Mrs. Patricia Gregory, with Captain Tex Bradford and young Jerry Hall, sailed from Los Angeles in search of Joan Gregory, Mrs. Gregory's long-lost daughter, they had many thrilling adventures, and once made their escape from the scientists on Euclidea. Their freedom lasted only a few hours, however, and once again they are prisoners, held in the ninth level of the artificial island. Jerry and Joan have gone on a tour of that level, looking for some means of escape, and Patricia and Tex have followed them. Now, both searching parties are apparently hopelessly lost, as the last time we saw them, Jerry and Joan were locked in one steel room, and the captain and Mrs. Gregory in another, where we find them now.
Oh, it's no use, Tex. We're locked in this room to stay.
Sure looks like it, Pat, but why?
Well, we're prisoners, of course.
Yes, but why should this one room close up automatically as soon as we get in it?
I'm not convinced Joan was right about the scientists all giving their attention to something else. I think we've been watched all the time, and this room is a handy place to keep us until G-47 is ready to do what he sees fit to do with us.
You may be right. One thing is sure. There's no sense in wearing out our hands trying to push these steel doors open.
Look, Tex, how beautifully polished this steel is. These doors are perfect mirrors.
Mirrors? Uh-huh, that's it.
What's what?
These panels are mirrors. Mirrors of polished steel.
Yes, but
what? Well, don't you see, Pat? They're not doors at all.
Not doors?
No.
But they must be. They all look exactly alike.
Yeah, they look alike, but they aren't. Don't you see it? They really are mirrors. And with the exception of one panel, which is actually a door, the rest of them are only reflections.
Then we've been pounding on sections of the wall?
Sure we have. We got excited and lost our heads for a minute. Now all we have to do is to go slow. Try each of these doors, or rather panels, until we find the one that's a real door, and we can open it just as easy as we did when we came in.
It's worth trying, at least.
Yes, and we'll take no chances on getting mixed up this time. I've got a heavy black pencil here. We'll make a mark on each panel we try, and we won't be doing all that over again.
All right, well, we'll start with this one. No, it isn't here. I'm sure of that.
Okay, then I'll make a big cross on it, and we'll know what... That's funny.
Have you anything to sharpen the pencil with?
Well, it's sharp enough.
But it didn't leave any mark on the door, Tex.
Watch it now while I try it again.
Tex, did you see that?
Yes, it did make a mark. But within a fraction of a second, almost instantly, the mark faded out.
I don't like this. Everything we come in contact with smacks of the supernatural.
Well, it is a little nerve-wracking, but there's nothing supernatural about it.
Well, that pencil mark disappearing so quickly certainly is...
Some sort of paint they've treated these doors with, I think. Nothing to be afraid of. It sure wrecks my idea about marking the panels.
Then what are we to do?
Well, let's see. Supposing we stand still and count all the panels in the room. Then count them as we go around. That should do it.
What was that, Tex?
Sounded like something heavy struck the roof of this room.
There it is again.
As if a large magnet. Pat, do you feel this room moving?
Yes, Tex. It's rising, isn't it?
I'll say it's rising. This thing acts like an elevator.
It must be an elevator. Jerry and Joan described the sound of those giant magnets when they rode in one of these elevators.
That must be another level we've just passed. The eighth, if Joan was right about ourselves being on the ninth.
But this can't be a regular elevator.
Sure acts like one to me.
But the size of it, Tex, as large as the living room in my home.
They don't seem to care how big anything is around this island. If they want it moved, it moves.
That must have been the seventh floor.
Well, I'm glad we're going up. I'll feel better when we're near the surface of this island.
It isn't very pleasant being locked up 90 feet below the surface of the ocean. But what if we're leaving Jerry and Joan down there?
No use worrying about that now, Pat. We can't control this. We may be getting into a position to help them as well as ourselves.
Yes, and that was the sixth level. And these levels are 10 feet in height. We're moving much slower than in an ordinary elevator.
And this steel room must weigh as much as a half a dozen ordinary elevators.
Of course. I wonder what we'll find at the surface.
Probably a reception by someone who doesn't like us very well.
And Jerry and Joan?
We'll have to wait and see.
That was the fifth floor.
You mean this is the fifth floor? We're still here.
Why, so we are. We've stopped moving.
This must be as far as we're going. Look, Pat, that door is opening.
Then we did try the right one.
Opens easy enough when you know how.
But who's opening it, Tex?
No one. That whole ride of ours was automatically controlled, I believe. Something tells me we ought to get out of this elevator while we have a chance. Might decide to go down again.
Very well, Tex, if you think it's wise.
I think it's just as wise to get out here as it is to allow ourselves to be taken down to that ninth floor again.
We didn't get out any too soon.
Looks that way.
It sounded as if it went up.
We might have stayed on it and reached the top of the island.
I think we'll have a great deal more opportunity to look around here unmolested than we would have on the surface.
No doubt of that. Let's start looking. Same thing here we had down below. Halls and halls full of shining steel doors. We don't know where any of them go.
Joan said all elevator doors open toward the outer rim of the island. And if that's the case, we should be working toward the outside by going straight ahead.
Right. We'll begin with this door in front of us. Well, we got that far anyway. What now?
Well, I'd say straight ahead again, Tex.
You're guessing all right so far. Come on, let's go.
Well, that's a queer-looking thing, Tex. Do you know what it is?
I think it's the nose of one of the Euclidean submarines. Yep, that's what it is. We're in one of the submarine locks. That's the opening in the nose of the sub.
Well, there doesn't seem to be anyone around. Would it be safe to look into the submarine?
Why not? They might as well find us looking at that as at anything else on this island.
Tex, there's someone in that submarine.
Are you sure?
Yes. Way back in the stern. I can see a shadow moving around.
Can you see how many people there are?
No. Why?
I have one of the ray guns Joan got for us. I'd be tempted to argue with him if there weren't too many in there.
It might work. Joan said the Euclideans never put more than two people on those subs under ordinary conditions.
Hey, Mrs. Gregory, Captain Bradford.
Pat, I thought I heard Jerry.
Yes, but keep your voice down. If we heard him, those people in the submarine must have heard him too.
Mother, Captain, come in here quietly without speaking further.
Well, that was Joan, Tex.
Quiet, Pat, and do as she said. I'll give you a hand. You'll have to climb up into the nose of that sub. Come on, easy now.
I'll make it all right, Tex. Joan, dear, what on earth is
Quiet, the... Mother. Get back into the central portion of the ship at once.
What do I do, Joan?
Same as Mother. Hurry. And quietly. Come here, Jerry. Quietly now.
Sure, I know.
Help me close this port. Gently.
Gently, it is.
Now lock that breech.
Gotcha.
And now we can hurry back to Mother and the Captain in the central section.
Better be quiet about it.
There is no need for silence now. I have cut off all possible methods of communicating sound or motion to the island.
I can see that you're confident we may speak with safety now, Joan.
We may indeed, Mother.
Then tell us how you kids managed to get here and into this submarine.
It was not cleverness on our part.
I'll say it wasn't. Oh, boy. We got into a room all full of doors and couldn't get out.
Well, that's just exactly what happened to us, wasn't it, Tex?
Yes.
And the room then rose to this level.
And we found out we were in an elevator all the time.
That's exactly what we went through.
Yes.
Well, when we found the nose of this thing open already for us and nobody here, we came aboard.
And I had just completed testing the controls, and Jerry was to return to the ninth level in an attempt to bring you up here.
But you got here all by yourselves, so let's get underway.
What do you mean, underway?
Surely, Mother. You and the captain sit back there where you will not interfere with the controls.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on, Joan. You're not going to try to steal this Euclidean submarine.
She's not going to do anything else but.
Oh, dear. Do you know how to operate it? Are you sure, Joan?
I believe so. I have watched the commander operate the ship many times.
Well, you've sure got your nerve, Joan. But if you'll steal it and think you can run it, we'll ride with you, won't we, Pat?
I should say we will.
Ready, Joan?
One moment, Jerry. That lever will release the mechanism which reverses the nose from that submarine lock. When I signal you, pull the lever well back.
Okay, kid. I'm ready.
Then pull.
That's terrible.
No, we're not. That's just the outer shell revolver.
But how can we see it?
The submarine is constructed of transparent steel.
Okay, Joan. The nose is clear. Now what?
I will have to perform this alone. The turn around will create too great a disturbance on Euclidea. I must run with reverse jets for a few miles.
Let her go.
Joan, we're going very fast to be running backwards, aren't we?
The speed is identical with the best forward speed. These submarines are reversible. We will soon attain the maximum speed of 48 knots.
48 knots? You mean this thing will make 48 knots an hour underwater?
It sure will. This is the fastest submarine on the island.
And it will operate at a depth of 1 mile, although not at that speed. But if we are pursued, I shall dive for the floor of one of the ocean canyons, and we will never be caught.
Never be caught? Joan, dear, you can't mean we're actually getting away from Euclidea.
To be sure, Mother.
But, Joan, isn't there some way G-47 and the scientists can overtake us or pull us back to the island?
Not a chance, Tex. This is the fastest submarine they've got, and their magnetic stuff won't work on their own boat.
Correct, Jerry. There is, to my knowledge, no possible way for us to be overtaken and returned to Euclidea.
Oh, Joan, it's wonderful. I can just hardly believe it.
It must be true, though, Pat. We're sure leaving that place behind.
And I'm not doing any crying over it. That magic island is all right for the guys who run it, but I've had enough.
I too have had enough, Jerry. I will proceed at full speed.